We get to have baptism, and some of you are from different traditions, different backgrounds. Some of you are visiting, wandered in off the street, free coffee. I don't know why you're here, but it's good to have you. Somebody might have dragged you, whatever. You're going to have fun, I promise. But let me tell you a little bit about baptism, just so you understand what we're doing. It really means a lot to me that you get it and you understand what's going on. I've got a little statement here. There's a couple things we do in the church, communion, baptism, and different places do it in different ways, and I don't know what your background is. But I put a statement up. It says, baptism itself, like the Lord's Supper, is meant to point us to realities so great and wonderful that over all the discussions about form, we must hear the music of God's glorious grace. Amen? So let's just talk about why we do this. First, we believe that the Bible is authoritative, that it's God's word. And in the Bible, we have great advice for life. We have great instructions. We have God revealing himself to man. And we have some commands where he says, listen, if you're going to follow me, here's some commands that I'm giving. There's not a lot of them, but baptism, actually, what you're seeing here is commanded in Scripture. It says in Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, go into all the world, preach the good news to all creation. Don't hold it back from anyone. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. It goes on in Scripture to say this in Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Jesus is sending the disciples out, and he says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. So we get the picture that it's something that's in Scripture as a command. It says in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Baptism isn't a suggestion. It's not a rite of passage. It's not when you reach a certain level of holiness. In fact, everybody that stands here will probably go, I haven't arrived. I haven't got it all figured out. But I know this, that my desire is to follow Jesus, and one of the things he's asked me to do is be baptized. It's commanded. Second, baptism is an outward action that represents an internal reality. So you might again be new. Forgive me if I say this all the time. We have a cross here as a symbol. Here's really condensed. I'd love to talk to you about this if you don't get it. We were separated from God through sin. He's holy. We weren't, through what happened at the fall. And God initiated a plan that we wouldn't be separated anymore, that somehow our sin would be dealt with. And because he's holy and righteous, his wrath is going to be poured out. He's going to condemn to conscious eternal torment those who haven't fixed the problem between him and us. Now, here's the bad part. We can never fix the problem on our own. There's not enough good works we can do. There's not enough anything we can do. We're just born, the Bible says, separated from God because we're human and because of sin. So that's a problem, right? God in his love, it says, for God so loved the world, he came up with a plan. We just celebrated the birth of Jesus. He sent his son to sinless. He lived his life. He proved that he was fully God and fully man. He went to a cross willingly, innocent, and died. And he took what they call the wrath of God was poured out on him, or he took the penalty for our sin on him. And it says this, that whoever believes in their heart and confesses with their mouth will be saved. Meaning, that penalty that should be mine for the things I did, Jesus took on himself on the cross. So when we get baptized, we're symbolically making a public declaration that Christ has done an incredible work for me. That we're buried, or we've died with Christ and been raised to new life, that our sins are washed away or covered by what Christ did on a cross. That's applied to my account, and God doesn't hold that against me. It says this in Romans 6. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of God the Father, we too may live a new life. So in baptism, we identify with Christ. We say, you did this for me, and as someone who has accepted that and understands your command, I'm going to be baptized. Matthew 10:32 says, Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. In Psalm 107, verse 2, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We're publicly saying that we're going to be both obedient to Scripture, that we're going to dedicate ourselves to God, and we're confessing something to the world, that we've chosen to accept what Christ did on a cross for us. So what's your role? You're here. You're spectators. Not really. You're participants. Your role is to celebrate with those who are stepping out and getting baptized. So that means we need to cheer, holler, make some noise. Let's try it. See, Tom was ready. The rest of you were not. Let's try it. That's right. We're going to have some fun. Secondly, your role is to pray for those who make this step. In many ways, when you say, I've accepted what Christ did and I want to follow him, there comes some attack in our life. And you need to pray for them. And in days ahead, it's going to be easy to be distracted from that commitment. And what I love about Scripture is the whole story talks about God being faithful even when we're not, right? And he just keeps trying to draw his people back to himself. And sometimes it's a hard road and sometimes it's not, but God is always faithful. Thirdly, you need to encourage these people through words and actions. Give them a way to go. Shake their hand in the foyer. Pat them on the back. Ask them how it's going, because they have publicly declared this is what they want to do. Romans 15, verses 5 and 6 says this, may the God who gives you endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity amongst yourselves as you follow Christ, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? All right, let's get ready to have some fun. Chris, do you want to come and introduce Matthew? Is Kieran changed? Ah, look at you, wearing shorts. I'm sorry, that's not allowed. No.
All right, we're going to have Matthew come on up here. And looks like Dad's mom coming up? All right. Well, Matthew decided to get baptized last night. Is that when you decided to get baptized? Yep. Okay. So we're in my office, we have a conversation, and there's a lot of yeses. Yep, yep. And all I'm reminded of is Jesus saying that our faith needs to be like a little child. That the simplicity of the faith of a child is awesome. And so it's very cool. So Matthew, I'm just going to ask you a couple questions, all right? We went through them in my office, and I'll give you the mic, and you can expand on what we talked about in my office, or you can say what you can do what you said in the office. All right, so Matthew, why do you want to get baptized today?
Because I love God.
All right. See, isn't that cool? And Matthew, why don't you tell us when you became a Christian, when you started to follow Jesus?
When I was 3 years old.
And was it with your mom and dad led you to Jesus, and you said a prayer and all that fun stuff?
Yes.
All right, here we go. That's awesome, a man of many words. You're taking after your mom, I think. I don't know, because I'm going to give you the mic now. So, Tom and Kim, why don't you guys respond to that?
All right, so we're really happy today. We're 2 for 2. That's awesome. Batting 1,000. No, it's wonderful to see our kids take an interest, and they want to do it, and they bring it up, and they ask for it, and it's kind of, we're always concerned the optics somewhat. They're really young when they wanted to do it, but it doesn't matter. Like you said, faith like a child. They're not going to be any more faithful now than they ever will be when they get older, so we're really happy that they said yes now. I think Mom's got a scripture verse she wants to read. I'll hold the mic for you, dear.
Okay, we're just very happy that Matthew can be here to do this today, and that he's had the chance to make this decision. When he was born, it was a little rocky, and I had a little few concerns, and it wasn't actually until we received a card from my Aunt Mary when we were in the hospital that God kind of gave me the peace that everything was going to be okay, and it was Jeremiah 29:11. And it just says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And once God showed me that verse, I knew everything was going to be all right, and Matthew was going to be okay. And I really do feel that God has something very special planned for Matthew. That's
it. All right, Matthew. Before you go in, can I pray for you? Yeah? Need prayer? We all do, right? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this little man. Awesome. I just love his heart. I love the frankness of his answers. He's ready. Thank you, Lord, for that you save us whether we're 3 years old or whether we're 93. That you're the one that does the work and that you save us and you draw us to yourself. And I just thank you so much for that. Lord, this morning, I just want to pray a special blessing for Matthew. Lord, set him apart to love you, to chase after you. Put a desire in his heart to seek after you through your words and through biblical teaching and good teaching. And Lord, just a desire to honor you with his life. Put that in his heart, Lord, in a divine way. Because we know the desires of our hearts, and we know that our tendency is to wander. But Father, I just pray that you would put a fervency in his heart for you that is unmatched. Lord, fill him with your spirit, and just honor what he's about to do here this morning. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, buddy, you can go in. No cannonballs.
All right, I'm going to invite a very good friend of mine, Regine. Would you come? And are you coming with Chantel? It's coming along. And you had a baby. Awesome. No, it's Stephen Tina's baby. So I met Regine a number of years ago. What, a year ago?
Last year.
Was it last year? I thought it was like 2 years already. Anyways, she came into my office and we had the most awesome discussion ever. I think we used a half a box of Kleenex or something. And and you've gone from wondering who God is and how you would have a relationship with him to following him. And so I'm going to let you give a little bit of your testimony. Keir said he had some questions he was going to holler.
Yeah, sorry.
I was hoping that was all that was going on. So don't drop it in the water.
So Regine gave her testimony about a month ago. So if you guys want to hear that online, it's awesome. It's about 10 minutes long and just shares a little bit why she decided to follow Jesus. But just, we're going to get the short version this morning. But when was it that you decided to follow Christ?
I pretty much decided to follow Christ when he showed himself to me. I was in such a dark spot and I didn't know what to do. With the help of Chantel and her mom, and Kieran, and Pastor Bob, talking to everybody, I just started praying, and because I was so new and so innocent to everything and had no preconceptions of anything, I heard God, I saw God, and I decided that I should be listening to him and doing what he said. And anytime I started to veer a little bit away and go back towards the dark path, he smacked me in the head and said, "Hey, listen." That's it. And that was about 5 months ago.
Very cool. So, Regina, I've seen a transformation in you. I've seen Christ working in you. And kind of what's the difference between before and after? Like, what difference has it made in your life to follow Jesus?
The difference it's made in my life to follow Jesus. That's a big one. Previously, I lived in an absolutely dark, dreadful place. I had no emotions. I had a black heart. I didn't care about anything. Since listening and following Jesus, I now care. I now cry. I now have emotion. I feel happiness. I feel sadness. But you can, in order to feel anything, you have to feel everything. And I feel love, and I've seen now unconditional love. And, you know, I know, understand what unconditional love is and not love based from Satan and hate.
That's super cool. So what's kind of rooted in the decision? You want to be baptized. Why? What kind of led you to that step?
I just want to make a public declaration that I'm giving my life to Jesus and that I'm following God. and that I'm going to live how I should live, walk how he walked, speak how he spoke, act how he acted.
Very cool. You guys can cheer for that. That's good. And so...
Can I interject something?
Yeah, you bet.
You're okay with me telling them this?
Yeah.
This means more to me, knowing that you have a fear of both water and climbing down in there, and that none of that is stopping you today from going, no, this is what God wants me to do. So I'm super proud of you. Super proud of you.
And so, Chantel, you had something you wanted to share.
Well, I'm just totally honored to be here. And I've been with you for the transformation. We met over 3 years ago, maybe 5 years. And just at a moment in time where, like you said, you were at your darkest time in life. And that's what's been given to you, is just horrible. Horribleness, right? And just to see how you've totally surrendered your life to God and the transformation that he's carried you through. And as you continue to trust in him and surrender yourself to him, he will carry you through the ups and downs of life. And I'm so excited to watch you do this, and so proud of you. And so I wanted to share my favorite scripture with you. It comes from Proverbs 3, and it's from the Message, and it says, trust God from the bottom of your heart and don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God, run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. I just wanted to say that I'm so proud of you and will continue to pray with you, and just excited for what God has in store for you as you continue to surrender and follow him.
And so I'm just going to pray for Regine, and I'm super excited. I've gotten to know you lots over the last year and year and a half. And I just seen God working in you, and it's so cool. I'm so glad just the relationship we have, and that we're able to support you along your journey. And we'll be praying for you. So let's bow. Lord, I just thank you so much for how you draw people to yourself. It's miraculous. We are all unlikely people. We are unlikely to deserve salvation. We don't deserve it, God, but you draw us to you because you love us and you care for us. And our appropriate response to that is just a wholehearted surrender to the path that you've laid out for us. Which is Jesus, the way he lived, the way he walked, God, we want to follow that. And so I'm so excited for Regina as she kind of embarks on that journey, or has already, and is making just this act of obedience. And so we thank you for bringing her and raising her to new life, God, and that as she walks in that new life, that she would be strengthened by those around her who are wise and who are, have gone ahead of her to walk those same roads and to help her navigate that path. And ultimately, Jesus would be guiding her. So we lift her up to you, Lord, and just pray for a special blessing and protection over her as she continues to grow in you and into your body here, the church, God. So we pray this all in your name. Amen.
Sing a song. They're going to lead us in a song, and as we move people around here. Okay, why don't you come up here for a minute? So we had a baptismal service, and I'd met a few times with Veronica. The first time she came to my office, she had come to church once. couldn't get the songs out of her head, and she wanted to know where on earth she would find these songs that she didn't know. And I knew right away God was wooing you to himself, broken to be mended. And so she's just going to tell you her story really briefly.
Good morning. So I'm here today to tell you what God has done in my life. I didn't think I was going to be that emotional.
You're French.
No.
Terrible. Thank you.
You need someone to put that on?
No, I'm good.
No? Okay.
So I want to tell you that his love can build confidence in you.
No,
it is. You can do it.
Good. Come on. She can do this. Just read what you have. It's good.
So I used to hide in the back of the church. And if I could have followed from outside, I would have. And now today, I'm sitting in front. And to be closer to God, now I'm able to raise my hand and just follow what's inside me. I wasn't much of a talker back then. I don't know if you guys recall when I came up here, but I didn't talk much to Chris. And I told him, I said, you can't ask me many questions, because he said, well, how about five? I said, how about two? And yeah, it was very brief, and I remember shaking like a leaf here, not knowing what to say. And yeah, the only thing I wanted to do is get into that water, because I knew right then and there, if I wasn't going to do this, I was going to regret it for the rest of my life. So I just followed what was inside me. And there was something that I was trying to do, and is to listen to God's voice. And I was trying so hard, and it just wasn't working. And when Chris was saying to people, he said, if you feel the need to come up here and get baptized, just listen to this. And when I was sitting there, I just started crying, and I just couldn't stop. And there was, like, this thing inside that you just can't explain. It's just, like, so strong. And I knew right then and there that that was God that was speaking to me. He wasn't speaking to me by voice. He was speaking to me by emotions. So that's my way to communicate with him most of the time. All right, so where am
I? So we were at a service, and you were here, and some people were getting baptized and giving their testimonies just like today, and we said, if there's someone out there and God's, you know, maybe you even haven't given your life to Christ yet, we have elders at the back, you can go talk to them and you can get baptized.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it happened. I just borrowed some clothes in the back, came here, and yeah, it just happened that day. This is how I became a Christian. And I was blessed by God in so many ways that some people would say that it's, you know, it's nothing. But to me, it means a whole lot, because he has listened to a lot of little prayers. And he came to me in many ways. A few years ago, he sent in my life a man who changed it a lot by bringing me back on the right path and to come follow God here. So as I look back on this person, with his love and with the love of God, I'm here today, standing right here. Now this man is leaving for many months, but I know that with the love and the help of God, we will get through this and we will come out of this stronger than before. So God also sent in my life a wonderful woman that just came to my rescue. And I wouldn't be able to thank God enough for sending this friend who's helping me in my journey.
It's God that's doing it.
And expanding my horizon to finally understand why I'm here today. So sometimes it's not about wanting to hear so badly what God wants to tell you. Sometimes it's just to listen to what's inside you.
Excellent. Now, hold on. Don't go very far. Kathy. Come on. And Owen, we want to pray for Owen. He's taken off for 10 months. He's leaving in a few days and will not be back till October. He's going on a course. And here's what I want to say, two things to you. You came to me a few weeks ago and said, God's prompting me to tell my story a little bit and my journey to date. And because the day you became a Christian, you got baptized, you didn't really have a story to tell. And I wanted you to be able to do that. And I want you to see what it looks like when we mentor each other and we walk life together. And Kathy's been a big part of your journey so far. Now Owen takes off for 10 months. And so you guys can say goodbye to him today. And we just want to pray for you as you go. Let's pray. I'll pray for Owen, and then Kathy, will you pray for Veronica?
You're going to pray for Owen first.
I've got a mic.
What a good idea. Genius.
I just have to turn it on because John can't get me going if I don't. Let me pray for you, Owen. Father in heaven, as Owen takes off for 10 months, I pray two things, three actually. First, give him quickness of mind, and as he takes a course and studies and learns, would he be readily able to absorb the information and do well, do his best? Secondly, would you give him safety and security? Would you provide for him good rest? And as he worries about those that he leaves behind, I pray that you would just undertake for him. And thirdly, Lord, give him a place to worship and grow in you there. So already set aside a family that for 10 months will take him in and will love on him and will... where he'll have solid biblical teaching and where he can get involved in community. And so, Father, I just pray that you would commission this time for them. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Lord, I thank you for Veronica. Her heart is so tender to you and willing to listen to you. Fill her with so much understanding of who you are and the love that you have for her, and how you want to be with her in every moment of her life, that you love her more than she can understand. Raise her into a strong woman for you, that with such capacity to show people your love. Be with her in her difficult days, because I know you love her. You've drawn her to you, and you won't let her go. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Give them a cheer for them. It's scary to get up here. All right. Where's my order of service? It's ready for baptism? Let's do another baptism. Okay, we have another baptism. James, will you, and I want to introduce you, make welcome a colleague of mine. His name's Mike. It's James' granddad. He's a chaplain and alliance pastor, pastors a church in Sault Ste. Marie, right? And is a chaplain in a prison there, so... he knows all the good people. Mike, blessings. Welcome, buddy. Proud of you, James.
I'm not related to most of them, just the good people here in this town. It's a privilege to be here. It truly is. We have the honor of being with our kids, all six of them, Jamie and Jody and John and our grandkids, James and Jordan, and Jaden, and it's fun to be here and to wear so many hats. I have the privilege of wearing the hat with many of you as a brother in Christ. I am humbled by the grace that we receive to call ourselves Christians, and proud of the fact that we can call ourselves children of God. I wear the hat here of a parent, and I am humbled by what I see God do in the lives of my kids and my grand our kids and our grandkids. I'm Papa Mike here, and she's Grandma. Well, she was Grandma Kernan for a while, but now she's Grandma Karen. And we have the privilege of watching God do things that only God can do in a life. Proud of the fact that we have six incredible human beings that are going to be part of the legacy. Thanks for crying first, whoever cried. I appreciate that. It makes me feel a lot more comfortable. I wear the hat of a pastor. And this service may be longer than you think. I'm humbled that I get to stand in this place to the day, 8 years, sorry buddy, making you stand here a long time, 8 years to the day that I stood here with John and Joe when they committed themselves to each other, and it was an honor then, and it is an honor to stand here today with their oldest and my oldest grandchild and be part of this public declaration of his faith. And I can only pray that you get to share as many of these hats with me at some point as I have the privilege of wearing today. I was going to say ask some questions, but you said you wanted something to share something, so come up and... Okay.
Don't hide. Your son's down there.
You were a big part of that, my dear, because he was 2 years old, and... At that point, I'm sorry if this is confusing anyone that doesn't know our story, but I was 20 years old, and I didn't know what to do with a husband and a toddler and a baby. And I have stood on the promise of Proverbs 22, verse 6, that says, train up a child in the way they will go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. And James, I'm sorry, you guys know where I'm getting the crying from here, but...
Not me.
No.
I'm a rock.
I am just so proud to see you make this faith your own, and this is a special day. It's not, you're not doing this because of what I believe or what Dad believes or what anyone but you believe. This is your journey now, and I'm just honored to walk with you on it, and I will be praying for you every day. That's all.
When James called months ago now and asked if I would baptize him, I asked him why. And I'll let you answer that question. James, why do you want to be baptized?
Because God really spoke to me and he told me that I should get baptized.
That's encouraging. God speaks. He speaks through his creation. He speaks through his word. And when I was coming to this time, I thought of Psalm 27. And I want to read this as a verse for you, a couple of verses, buddy. As we've heard, life sometimes has challenges, and the psalmist David, when he had some challenges, said this, listen to my pleading, O Lord, be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. My heart responds, Lord, I'm coming. Certainly my prayer for you, buddy, that you continue to hear God's voice. When you told me you heard it and you wanted to be baptized, I pray that you continue to hear it all the days of your life. Just a couple more questions before we get in the water. Number one, James, do you believe that God created this world and gave you life?
Yes.
James, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
When I was 5 years old.
And James, do you want to serve him for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Let's pray. Father, we come to you with hearts so full of joy that it's hard to even articulate. But Lord, thank you. Thank you for your grace to each one of us to be called and to be your children. Thank you for calling at a young age those who have ears to hear and hearts to respond. And God, I pray for James that you would bless him. I pray, God, you would make your path straight before him. I pray, God, that your sovereign plan for his life as it unfolds would bring him blessing and opportunity to serve you in ways that certainly he and none of us can imagine. Father, I trust you with his life. And I pray, God, that you would care for him all the days of his life. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.